Yes. This lovely lady right here, what's your name? Say it again.
Bijou?
Bijou come in a jewel? Wow, what a beautiful name. Bijou means like a jewelry, jewel. Hallelujah. Well, this is what I saw. I saw ribbons and creativity. And the Lord says, I've put creativity in you. Amen. And I've put that anointing. The Lord says it's almost like you haven't known how to express yourself fully. It's almost like you feel, does anyone understand me? There's all these things going on inside of me. The Lord says, I'm giving you a channel. And I'm going to allow you to release that creativity. The Lord says, I see your heart. And I see that you love me. And the Lord says, you don't have to fit in. Because I didn't call you to fit in. I called you to be unique. And I called you to be special. The Lord says, I'm going to prosper you. And I'm going to use you. I'm going to anoint you in school and studies and whatever you put your hands to. He says, I'm going to make it work for you. The Lord says, you're in a season right now of a little bit of frustration. Like, where are my friends? What am I going to do? What are you calling me to, Lord? The Lord says, don't worry. I'm working it out for you. But what you need to do in this season is press into me. There's some things you need to let go of. And there's some people you need to say goodbye to. The Lord says, some of these people have been weighing you down. They've been causing you to even wander a bit in your thinking. But the Lord says, stop. He says, focus on me. My hand is upon thee, and I love you. And if you press into me, I'll open up everything for you. And your life will be blessed, says the Lord.
Someone else?
The young man on the keyboard. What's your name?
Mota.
Mota? Mota. Ooh, I thought I heard Moses. And the Lord says, you are a leader, just like Moses. The Lord says, I put a sound in your heart, and it vibrates. And it's sometimes it's like it's so uncontrollable that you just need to worship me in that quiet place in your heart. The Lord says, I've touched you, I've anointed you, and I've called you to be a leader. The Lord would say, it's time now to rise up, because you would say, not me. I want not to be seen. Don't look at me. I can't do this. Use someone else. Send someone else. But the Lord says, no, I'm sending you. And I want you. For my hand is upon you. And the Lord says, I'm going to open up some doors of opportunity for you. You found yourself in a place of contemplating as well. Where am I going? What am I supposed to do? Where is my future? And how do I fit? The Lord says, you fit for a leader for me. And I want you to be an example to those that are around you. The Lord says, I've caused you to be one that shines. Even when you would say, I'm not shining, the Lord says, you're shining for my glory. The Lord says, don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about your future. I don't know if you're married, but he's saying, don't worry about those relationships. You're not married yet, are you? I feel him saying that he's got someone for you. Someone special for you. Someone who's going to fit you perfectly. Someone who's going to understand you. Someone who's going to support you and walk with you. The Lord says, even in this time, with you and me, I'm going to release that intimacy, a closeness, a comfort. The Lord says, you're very sensitive. You're a sensitive man. I made you that way, gentle and kind and lowly and humble. The Lord says, my favor is on you. And I just see him coming and just bringing a beautiful garment and just wrapping you and just tucking him right under his wing, and you're just snuggled right in there. The Lord says, it's a season of impartation. Of me imparting in you. And the Lord says he's bringing some men into your life as well that are even going to restore that loss of fathership in your own life. Good men. Men that will teach you, mentor you, and speak life to you, says the Lord.